Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 625 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, and Oink Pigments. This week's segments include On the Needles,
In Stitches,
Events,
Mother Knows Best,
Straw to Gold,
Knit in Space,
and so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Genevieve, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
How's it going this week, Mom?
Better.
Do you want to tell people why?
Yeah, I got my second COVID shot.
Hashtag Team Moderna.
Yes. And yesterday was kind of miserable.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad night. I was cold and chilly. And I woke up, I think, with a temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And I got so well taken care of. It was amazing. Sam settled me on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And got me pillows and gave me something to drink. And then he took my temperature and he wasn't happy. So I got medicated.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got Great British Bake Off?
Oh, yes. And he brought me a blanket because I was still cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I got settled and then I needed something to do, even if I was miserable. So watching TV, and Great British Bake Off on Netflix is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's good recovery TV.
It's excellent recovery TV. And I think I fell asleep in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And waking up, not to sounds of conflict, mm-hmm, and loud arguing on the TV, but rather peaceful baking. And I could almost smell what they were baking.
I feel like that's the most disappointing part,
yeah,
of watching anything like that.
No smell-o-vision?
Well, you can't just reach in and be like, oh, I'll have a taste for myself. Thanks, judges.
Well, they bake 6 cakes.
It's just rude that they don't share. I mean, honestly.
And I hope they give it to the crew.
Yeah, they probably do.
So anyway, so that was the morning,
mm-hmm,
and you brought soup for my lunch,
mm-hmm,
and that was excellent.
The Not Your Mom's Chicken Soup.
Freshly made. And then Sam walked me over to your place, mm-hmm, after that, and I got settled in the sweet spot of your couch,
mm-hmm,
and Rex knew that he was supposed to babysit me and take care of me. So he snuggled up and entertained me. And Genevieve brought me a blanket.
And the dogs cuddled you.
And the dogs cuddled me. And you cuddled me. Everybody cuddled me. It was lovely. And puppy cuddles are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And by 6:30, I was home and I participated in my first class of the new run of classes.
Which you're going to talk about in And So On.
Yes.
Terrific.
So, good.
My story is not as dramatic as yours.
It was very recoverative.
Yeah.
Recuperative. Yes.
I got my first Pfizer vaccine last Thursday. So I'm a couple of weeks away from shot number 2. And then 2 weeks after that, I will be invincible.
Excellent.
Or something like that. All right, but
the world should take notice and duck.
That's right. All right, let's start. Let's talk about some knitting now. Mother dearest.
Love you.
What are you working on this week? And Genevieve dearest.
Yes.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
Why don't you go first, lovey?
I'm fine with that. So I worked on my weaving. That's going along. quite mm-hmm. fine.
You need to, so when we talk about weaving, we talk about, we have to describe it.
Oh, okay. So I have, I'm working with two colors. Mm-hmm. That's important. I'm not working with three or four. Just two.
Just
I'm
two.
With two. And I have the first color I'm working with. I don't know its name, but I can describe it.
I can tell them what it's called if you describe it.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one is like dark purple, almost black, with sparkles.
That is Dream in Color, Starry.
Hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. And the second color is pinks, purples, I think there might be a little blue in there, and mm-hmm. it all kind of blends together as you weave with it.
And that's from a dyer called Little Red Bicycle.
So the multicolored one is your weft?
No.
Mm. I'm not going in any specific pattern. I'm just putting them through and seeing it come out.
So the weft is the Dream in Color, and the warp is the Dream in Color, and the weft. So the warp is the part that goes, the long part that you mm-hmm. wind, and the weft is the cross part, and she's using both colors in the weft.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, and you're weaving it on a shacked Cricut loom.
Mm-hmm. That is...
very easy to use.
Yes.
Is it heavy or is it light?
It's awkward to carry, but it is very light, and I think Gramsci could actually carry it using one arm.
Yeah.
It's very, very easy to use. The problem about it is when you have your things attached to it.
The shuttles. Mm-hmm.
When you carry it, they start to wiggle around, and that's distracting, and you have to figure out a way to carry it without them getting unwound or rewound or messing up. You're weaving it somehow.
Or falling on the ground and cracking.
Yes.
Also that. Yeah, I'll show you how to do it if you want.
Thank you.
Excellent.
And I worked on my hat while I spun nothing on my ladybug spinning
wheel. Your ladybug spinning wheel, yep.
So... that meaning I spun nothing is I just treadled and practiced staying even because I'm it's hard to do that.
It is.
And when you knit, here's some advice. If you knit while you're pedaling, it evens out your pedaling. It's not like fast, slow.
And who taught you that?
Uncle Kevin.
Yep. Do you remember the name of his podcast?
40-second stitch, Mom.
Yeah, I always get it wrong.
Yeah. I worked on twisting skeins into hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And hanks are...
the ones that look like donuts?
Yes.
Twist donuts?
Twist donuts.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know what I really want right now?
Stance.
Twisted donut.
A twisted donut. I will take a twisted donut from almost anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we learned how to tie skeins or to wind skeins this week.
And I have one more.
Yeah.
I tried to wind Mom's We Scare Because We Care color,
mm-hmm.
and it was a lot tangled, and I tried to wind it, and...
so superwash wool, especially superwash merino, tends to be very slippery.
It is, and every time I wound it, it would either end up blotchy or just look like it was a sad flower sulking because it was dry.
That is a very poetic way of saying the yarn puddled around the bottom of the skein, the ball winder.
You're ruining it now.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. If it makes you feel any better, when Daddy tried to fix it, he had a miserable time too. And then it took me about 6 minutes to fix it because I saw the problem. And believe it or not,
What was the problem?
The outside... when you wind your yarn, you needed to keep even tension between the swift and the ball winder,
mm-hmm.
which means you need to make sure it's feeding evenly off the swift so you can't have twists in the skein.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to hook a finger and let it go over my finger before it goes into the yarn tensioner.
Really?
Yeah, it's just something that feels like I have more control, and that makes it go more evenly. But I also feel it slip mm-hmm. on the ball winder,
yeah.
and I stop, and then I go back and kind of get it going again. But when you fix those, it is always easier to go from the outside of the ball than the inside, which Genevieve and Andrew had both tried to go from the inside out, which kind of exacerbates the tangles.
Hmm.
So because this has happened to me 3 or 4 gajillion times, I was able to fix it really quickly. It wasn't a badly mangled skein at all. And the yarn is very slippery. It's tricky to wind. So once it was wound, I was able to see that, what a good transition that was, by the way, being able to just smoothly go in. I got to work on my worsted sock arms in the Whisker Because We Care colorway. And I am really, really close to the armhole separation. And from there, I'll be able to pick up a sleeve and just zip down. And I'm really looking forward to knitting those gradient sleeves, like in a big way.
Can I help with the sleeves?
Yeah, you can.
Sleeves are actually very simple.
They are very simple. So that is one of the things I worked on this week. What are you working on?
So I'm working on the gusset of an Andrew sock. And I think you have the pattern in Ravelry.
Not Andrew's sock. But if I take a picture of yours, we can post it on Instagram because it's very, it gave you a very complete pattern.
It's Regia and kind of black with some color thrown in. They're all, so he gave me yarn for four pairs of socks. And that's all I'm working on right now. And so they're all kind of black.
Mm-hmm. They're from the Black Sock Project, if you've been listening for a very, very long time.
And I'm working on these because I have no bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot be bothered to work on something where I actually need to be engaged. And this is pretty much a vanilla sock.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. We work on what we can work on and with what we've got. What's up, baby?
For people who haven't been listening for a very, very long time, could you explain to them what the Black Sock Project is?
Absolutely, darling. A long time ago, far, far away in
before
a galaxy,
children.
Before you and Rexy, Daddy had asked me if I could knit him black socks because that's what he was wearing to work because he had a grown-up job for a really long time where he couldn't wear fun stuff, but he could wear black socks. And so I found different sock yarns that were black or were very like dark gray, stuff that was slightly more interesting than solid black.
It's black, but it has splashes of color in it.
So dark red, dark blue, that's the one you're working on right now. So I did a few pairs of very dark socks that were slightly more interesting than just solid black socks for him. That's what this is. Thank you for that reminder to do the throwbacks to the older stories that predate you. I have had really excellent executive function, and something that, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but social distancing and not being able to see people has really affected my cognitive function, like all of my functions, my cognitive function, my executive function, all of the functioning. And I was sleeping too much and they adjusted my mood meds and that helped a little, but it wasn't really enough. But since we've been vaccinated, we've been able to do a little bit more and I get to worry a little bit less about certain people in our bubble who have been bubble wrapped this entire year and change. So I feel like my brain has woken up again. So beware.
From hibernation?
From hibernation. And it really started the day I got my vaccine because there were so many people there, but I mean like so many people compared to my household, you know? It feels like my standard for a lot of people has changed drastically. Because everyone was social distancing, but there were people, and the nice nurse who did my shot was chatting with me, and all the people in the... There were a lot of people for me to people with, and I'm a person who needs people. So, because my brain is getting that, and I've been able to do things. So, I finished knitting the pockets, and I blocked both the pockets and the body of my odds and ends test knit that I did for Tina Say. And that's the one I did in the Knit More Gradient from Black Trillium Fibers. And I'm holding that. I held it together with a strand of Diptera from Lola Bean Yarn Company. So all that needs is the side seams done and the pockets placed and the photos done, which actually is not that much. It sounds like a long list, but it really isn't.
It does sound like a long list.
Well, Gramsy said she would help me put my pockets in when she was feeling a little better because I just need someone to clip them when I hold them. So the way the pattern says it, I'm going to take a look at how she recommends doing it. And then I'm going to try it that way with a slight adjustment. And then if I get the okay from Tina, I will talk to everyone about how I did that.
Okay.
Yes, baby.
Are you going to tell them what you're working on right now?
It's right here. It's the very bottom of my list.
I thought I'd have a turn.
Go ahead and have a turn, Mom.
So, since I'm only knitting on Andrew's socks, the first sock I talked about earlier, I'm working on the gusset.
Mm-hmm.
And the second sock, I think I've got to the toe, and all I need to do is toe decreases.
Excellent. Look at that productivity.
And I've been doing that for weeks.
His socks are enormous.
Well, yeah, and I have no bandwidth, and this is perfect for my no bandwidth knitting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to pay attention.
Precisely.
So, yeah. What else are you working on, Lovey?
Well, I mentioned the abundance of function. So I started the Modern Art Pullover, and that's from The Art of Circular Yokes, and it was published by Interweave, and we reviewed it ages ago. And so it's the cover sweater, and I'm knitting that in Magpie Fibers, Swanky DK, and Bougie Beaver for the hashtag MagpieBeaveAlong 2021. And it is so, so sophisticated looking and beautiful. It's in this rose gold colorway. The yarn has a beautiful hand. I bought new earrings to wear with it. I'm very excited about this sweater.
That's a ridiculous hashtag.
I think it's very funny.
That too.
So that is one of the things I worked on. And it's my brain and the arbitrary knitting rules are feeling very like, very orderly and like just checking this, go.
You feel accomplished.
I do feel accomplished, but also it feels like there's like not just an order of operations, but it feels like dominoes just falling. Okay, finish this. Now do the next thing. Oops, sorry. I'm talking with my hands and I just whapped Genevieve. So after I got... While I'm in these like weird in-between places on projects, I swatch for the next thing because the swatches have to soak while I'm working on getting the other thing that's on my needles to the next point. Smart. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And it's very...
productive. Yes.
It is.
And efficient.
So I swatched for the Blossom Sweater Test Knit I'm doing for Little Skein Anne. And that I had to do a couple of swatches for that because my initial gauge didn't work. And I always wash my swatches. And because... you have to wash your swatches if you want to guarantee that the final object is going to turn out remotely close to what you're hoping for. You have to have time for them to dry. So that's the little thing. Like, you do them when you have a few minutes of time in between things. And then while they're drying, you work on getting your other project to the next step. It's kind of like cleaning up as you bake. Or while that's in the oven, whisk your blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes. So I also had to swatch again for a baby sweater that I'm knitting for a friend. And this, I will give you the details on this pending the delivery of the sweater. And what I will say is I measured my swatch this morning.
Who's having a baby?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
Not me. It's not me. It is emphatically, enthusiastically not me. I love my children and I am absolutely finished having children. But I love celebrating other people's children. So the revised swatch, because this week has been, the last three or four things I have knit, I've had to swatch at least twice for. And which is not usually the case. Usually I swatch on the needles that are recommended, and then I can just go, because it's usually exactly right. But my swatch 2.0 for this, I measured this morning, because I had to knit it yesterday and let it dry. And I cast it on this morning, and I'm going to show you this. I have a few more stitches to knit, but I had forgotten how teeny weeny baby sweaters are. And this is an 18-month size because I checked it against the Craft Yarn Council because it just seemed very small. I'll show you in a second. And it's also squished on a 16-inch needle, which doesn't help with it looking very, very tiny. But I got it past, it's knit past the armholes already. It's a neck down raglan with some interesting stuff going on. But like, look at how teeny weeny.
Oh, that is tiny.
It's like a teacup doggy sweater.
It's not a teacup dog sweater, but once you look at it with like the armholes, it's still.
What size is this?
18 month.
Oh my god.
So year and a half.
Year and a half old.
And not itty bitty.
I mean, it's still, it's like, so my children are gargantuan compared to this.
This is so cute.
Yeah. So it would fit Genevieve like a hat.
Yeah, no. It would fit me like a...
Like a nothing.
No, like a...
Like a mitten?
Fingerless gloves.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, so that is the last of my knitting for this week. Do you have anything else?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane, along with everything else we've talked about, in this week's episode.
In the show notes.
My darlings, what has had you in stitches this week?
May I go first?
I would love it if you went first.
So, of course, I have been wearing a lot of stuff. Though it is narrowing down since it's not freezing cold anymore.
No.
I mean, it's still kind of cold in the mornings, but not, I need a blanket here, I need a blanket here, I need a five-layer blanket right now.
We keep our house at a minimum of 68.
No, it's just been cold.
I know, but I'm letting people know that I'm not actually freezing you out of your home.
So I wore my Anna cardigan. I've been wearing that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wearing my top three sweaters, which I will name in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore my Anna cardigan. I wore my Coronation cardigan. I wore my Payne pullover, which Uncle Kevin shrunk for me. I mean, on accident, but it's mine.
I mean, where's the bad, right?
I mean, yeah. I wore my Oliver sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I wore my color block pullover mm-hmm. a few days ago.
Yeah.
It was very warm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And I wore my Gryffindor hat with my color block. So my top three sweaters. Oh, and I wore my Hearthstone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I wore that. So my top three sweaters are my Hearthstone, my Anna cardigan, and my Coronation cardigan. Those are the ones I wear the most, and those are the ones I don't fold because I know I'm never going to fold them ever. So I just stick them in the top, and I'm like, there's the sleeve, pull it out, put it on.
I'm so delighted that in the glass front cabinet that you're not folding.
It's only three sweaters, so
it's true. Can you tell me what you like about those three sweaters in particular?
Is this because you want to make me more?
Yes, but also when people ask what to knit for kids, they want to know what kids like about their sweaters. And while you are only one child, you are my child, so okay. Go for it.
So let's start with Coronation cardigan. That is the one I have been wearing the heck out of this week.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wore it this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I think I wore it every day of the week.
Okay, so what is it that you like about that one? What makes it so wearable?
I like it that you can, like, slip it on,
mm-hmm.
and if you get kind of hot, you can unzip it and maybe have it fall down a little,
mm-hmm.
and it still stays on.
Yeah,
and,
like off your shoulders
yeah.
a little bit?
And you can also pull up the sleeves in case you're, like, hot there.
Yeah.
And not in...
On your chest, yeah.
Yeah. And it's also really pretty. And it usually goes with most of my outfits. Like today I'm wearing a teal.
Mm-hmm.
And my Coronation cardigan is teal. And
yeah.
it just generally goes with my shirt.
Okay.
My next sweater, my Anna cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one for similar reasons. It's pretty much the same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the collar because it doesn't itch like many sweaters do. Like, I'm not going to name any, but... So some sweaters are like really itchy around the collar.
Do you have any sweaters that are really itchy around the collar that
I mean,
I've made?
Sometimes they're like just itchy because I'm not wearing the best shirt for them.
Okay.
And sometimes they're itchy because there's those things. What are they called? I don't know what they're called. They stick up and they itch you.
They stick up and they
itch you. Fibers.
Fibers, yes.
Okay.
So sometimes those itch me, but I can usually flatten those out for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And my Hearthstone. I really like that one because it, let me put it this way. If you wore no shirt, it would still feel like you were wearing a shirt. It's that comfortable.
Okay, so you like really soft wool.
Yes.
Okay.
It is very soft, almost as soft as the stuff Mom got in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
What did you get in the mail?
I got, well, this is going to probably be on next week's podcast because I have to swatch and cast it on, but I got some Erin Waight Merino Cashmere Nylon from Nicole Frost, custom dyed for me. Hmm. And it's utterly stunning. The colorway is so beautiful.
Merino Cashmere
Nylon. And it has the best hand.
That sounds terrible.
I know, right?
Yeah.
May I continue?
Yes, go for it.
So, I also like the design of the Hearthstone. Like, every single time I do something with my elbows and I see the heart on the elbows, I'm like, oh. And that, even if I'm having a really, 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 really bad day, that can still bring, like, the tiniest bit of sunlight through the dark roof.
Okay.
Though there is one downside to that. When I have to write and I put my hands down, because that's just how I write,
mm-hmm.
I pick them up because I feel something. I pull down the sleeve and I see this pattern on mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah, it's from the lace on the elbows.
That is one downside. But
mm-hmm. Well, on your next one, yes. I can put heart-shaped patches instead of lace.
Yeah, it's also not on the elbows. It's like on the arm because I set my arm down when
yeah.
I write.
Yeah.
Or when I type. Either way.
Yeah.
But that's basically what I like in sweaters.
Okay.
Grimsy, what have
you been wearing?
Oh. I haven't worn a whole lot of knitwear. I wore knitted socks one day in the past weeks because I was so cold.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one day. And I wore the Treppenviertel cowl at night as a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And the back of it, the way I wear it, the back of it that is V-necked, I put it on the back of my neck to keep my neck warm. And I was thinking, I would like a bed jacket because now that I sit in bed and read Bridgerton, I need a bed jacket.
And by Bridgerton, she means everything by Julia Quinn.
Yes. And I knitted a bed jacket when I was a teenager. It was out of some German magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a pineapple pattern. And it wrapped. And it had two belts that you used to tie it closed. And then it had a crocheted lace collar.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was done knitting the jacket, I had yarn left over, so I knitted the bed socks that they had with that pattern.
Oh, cute. Aww.
That sounds amazing. I am totally thinking, could you recreate it? Because I would love to see that.
We have some bed jacket patterns.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Out of the magazine sounds pretty cool. And the way you described it, it sounds really, really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
With some kind of German Brigitte or Berto magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Have you been wearing anything else?
Nope. My flannel shirt from the clothing construction class.
Excellent.
That I wear as a cardigan.
It's sharp.
Thank you.
All right. If that's it, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast-on to bind-off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. M- Mother Dearest.
Lovey.
What events are coming up and that we are participating in?
Okay. So the Knit Girls Fail Along is ongoing.
I have a question.
Yes?
Why did they call it the Fail Along?
Because they try new stuff that they're not good at.
And they see if they fail at it, right?
And sometimes it's okay, sometimes they do well, and sometimes, according to them, they spectacularly fail.
Do you remember why that's important?
Because you learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. Do you know what that's called, what the technical term is?
Growth. Growth mindset?
Growth mindset, that's right.
So my mom is going to win Stash Dash, which is in May, and her speech writer will write her speech for her.
Yes, my tiny trash-talking speech writer. What else is coming up, Mom?
So the 2020 Summer Olympics will begin on Friday, July 23rd, 2021. Also, the Beijing Winter Olympics start, but I'm assuming they don't start just yet because it's too warm for Winter Olympics right now.
So we'll pull up those dates and see what that is. You can check the show notes for those dates.
And the Tour de Fleece is in July. It starts Saturday, June 26th, mm-hmm. 2021, and runs through July 18th, 2021. So it's about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And yes. That's it?
Let me check.
Oh, and I'm also doing the hashtag MagpieBeaveAlong 2021, which I think ends mid-June. We'll add the dates for that to the show notes.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Let's move on to the next segment. This week for Mother Knows Best, I wanted to talk about having hard discussions about things that are happening in our world and how being able to talk to kids about this stuff means that these same conversations are easier to have with adults. And if we've said it once, we've said it 100 times. If it works for kids, mm-hmm. It'll work for everybody. So I wanted to start talking about the Chauvin trial,
mm-hmm.
Which happened this week, and he was
convicted on all 3 counts.
Thank you for the words, because this is a challenging subject,
mm-hmm.
and discussing why this happened and explaining it. And I was thinking about this because I was talking to Genevieve about the why this happened and how this happens and why this is important. And I thought it would be a good time to, because we get, and for those of you who don't have children, I hope you find this useful as well. I use this when discussing it with adults as well as kids. And there are 3 books that I would like to mention, because if you can have these discussions with your kids, like I said, but this way it's handed and explained in kind of a gentler way so that you can learn and move forward and find the next thing. And the 3 books are A Kid's Book About Racism by Jelani Memory, A Kid's Book About Systemic Racism by Jordan Terry, and A Kid's Book About White Privilege by Ben Sand. And I got my copies at Hicklebee's, and through a little skein in the Big Wool, had them for a while. I got one of them at Hicklebee's and the other one's from Anne. But I find that they're really good at breaking down and explaining in easy to digest ways. And being able to stop and say, is this an okay thing? And putting it in terms of bullying is a really accessible way of understanding and explaining it. And something that I was talking about with Genevieve, because one of the things they talk about, Genevieve's school has a social emotional learning program called Project Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. And they talk about being an upstander or a bystander. And I was mentioning when we were talking about what happened to George Floyd, that it was a young woman who videotaped it.
Teenager.
A teenager, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, still a young woman. But yes, a teenager. And because she took that step, she was not a bystander. She was an upstander, because she made sure that that got released so that people saw what happened and they were able to have some sort of consequence for Chauvin. So it's one of those things where I was really glad for the education and for the social emotional stuff that both the parents have been getting, because Project Cornerstone sends home stuff for the parents to read through and talk about, and that the kids were able to grasp these ideas of not standing by while something is happening, because you can't have substantive change if everyone just looks away and rushes off when they're uncomfortable. So that is this week's Mother Knows Best. Break it down into kid-sized bites, and it's easier to digest for everybody. If you have any suggestions, you can leave it in the show notes, actually, on the blog, because the new Ravelry is... Someone asked in the thread what the issues with Ravelry were, and basically they put out a beta that gave some people migraines and some people seizures, and then they made it so you couldn't switch back to the old Ravelry, and as soon as they turned off the older version of Ravelry that they offered, and now I get carsick looking at it, so I try to spend as little time as possible on Ravelry, and... That's that. They chose not to listen to people. They've been shutting down conversations about accessibility, and they have been gaslighting the people who worked for them, who did the testing on it, who said, I'm having these severe neurological things. So
that's really a big loss for the community.
It really is. But since it seems that they didn't value the community beyond building their business for them at no cost to them, then it, you know, it really comes down to it when you say this is hurting people and the choice is to continue doing what you're doing or to not hurt people. And thanks to the social emotional education our kids are getting, they seem to get it. Every time I talk to kids and say this thing will hurt people and this thing will not hurt people, it doesn't seem to really be a choice for them. They're like, okay, so let's do the thing that doesn't hurt people. And it's very straightforward. So I have a lot of hope for the next generation. But we have to guide them there. And so we have to guide, we have to learn our, continue learning and set the example and continue to guide them. And that is this week's Mother Knows Best. Let's move on to the next segment.
But first, word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back? Or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion, along with everything else we've talked about, in the show notes.
This week for Straw into Gold, I don't have a lot, but I have a little bit. I did a little bit more spinning on the Acadia spinning wheel from Infinite Twist on the Incredibles family sweater project, and that idea that one small bite at a time is the fastest way to eat a 7-layer cake.
So tell
a tiered
us,
cake.
Tell us about the family sweaters.
I'm referring to them as the Incredibles family sweaters because the design I'm spinning towards is a design called Hero by Julia Farwell Clay. And while it's spelled H-I-R-O, and it's a yoked sweater pattern, which we'll link to in the show notes, I'm spinning and I will be knitting them for everyone in our family. And a family of heroes is known as the Incredibles, as far as I'm concerned. So that is why I'm calling them the Incredibles family sweaters.
Makes sense.
Makes sense, thanks.
We also have pajamas that are Incredibles.
We do, and our Christmas picture was...
Yeah.
They Incredibles.
Don't fit now, but.
Not for you. Mine still fit. So that's it for spinning this week. Let's move on to the next segment. This week for Knits in Space, my Knits in Space is doing brown butter chocolate chip cookies to encourage donations to Genevieve's school walkathon fundraiser. So this worked last year as well. I figured adding an incentive to get people to donate always helps. And I made my signature brown butter chocolate chip cookies for this fundraiser. And I did the math on it last year. And I figured out that asking $40 for a tax deductible donation of $40 directly to Genevieve's, the school organization, that, by the way, funds things like Project Cornerstone, which is our social emotional program, which I think everyone needs but isn't a thing outside of California for some reason.
Art Vista?
Art Vista's
Create with Clay.
And many more. Great, great things. Our garden gets funded this way. Basically anything that isn't funded by the district our fundraiser covers. So I put up the call. Genevieve did a brilliant marketing video.
And we did one together. That was our first video, and that turned out amazing.
It did. And the camera loves us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Indeed.
And we're going to do more and more and more.
Yep. So I prepped a gross of cookies. And for those of you who aren't familiar with that term, a gross is 12 dozen of my brown butter chocolate chip cookies. I browned 4 pounds of butter, and I had them prepped and ready to go. And as soon as we put up the call, people started making their donations and sending me their screen caps, and I'm shipping them. I told people, I was like, you're going to need to cover your own shipping, but it's $15 to ship it anywhere within the United States. Yes, baby.
And may I add that in the first day when we posted that video, we had already raised how much money, Mom?
A lot.
So, a lot.
Yeah. So I will have to prep more cookies because between yesterday and today, and the other thing I said was I would do social distanced masked deliveries within a certain range. I think I said from Gilroy to San Francisco. So I ran, yeah. I did 4-5 dozen cookies delivered yesterday, and I shipped 2 dozen cookies yesterday.
I actually said that because it was my video, but I'll let that pass.
You'll let that pass? Thanks. Thank you, Genevieve. So anyway, I'm really enjoying spreading joy. I had one person donate and say, you know, don't worry about shipping cookies to me. Make sure that somebody who's having a rough time gets them. But I was so taken with Genevieve's video that I had to donate. And it's just really fun getting to see people's human half faces and give them a box of cookies that you can smell through the takeout containers I'm using. I did some very creative packing, but now I have a way, like I figured out my system for shipping cookies, and which is great to know, generally speaking, but our mailman is superb and freshly single for anyone who's looking. He mentioned that he and his girlfriend were not together anymore, so I thought I would put a call out since Adela also has a very handsome single mailman. But he picked them up, and anytime I have him taking cookies, because you can smell them through the box, even though they're in Ziploc containers, even though, I make sure to hand off a zippy for him with some cookies and a napkin, because I'm a mom, and that's what I do.
Yep.
But it's really fun. It's a fun fundraiser, because Andrew and I did the math on how much baking them costs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nominal cost. But homemade chocolate chip cookies taste different, and with browned butter, it's just
amazing. Great, stupendous.
Superlative. They're superlative cookies.
They
which
are.
Which is a great word, by the way. And it just tastes like love.
Love, and once you take the first bite, you're like, oh my God. It's like one of those things that makes you want to keep eating them forever and ever and ever and ever until your stomach bursts.
And when you have a tax-deductible donation that you get with your cookies, what do the cookies taste like?
This tastes like helping kids.
So that is my knits and space for this week. Do you have anything that you want to mention?
The cookies are amazing.
Yes, our house smells stupendous.
Stupendous.
Delicious.
What was the word you used?
Superlative.
Superlative.
Superlative. All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta-ham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 pig-to-perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
So, Gramsci, what have you been working on?
So, my classes at Kanyada are continuing.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, what I did is I had finished the sloper for Jasmine. And the sloper is an adjusted master pattern with room for
wiggling.
It has ease. So, you can actually wear it and sit down.
That is
helpful. That's important.
That's very helpful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what I did, I had finished her master pattern and I copied it onto clear plastic from tap plastic with a Sharpie. Hmm. And now I can use that for adjusting all of her patterns from the store.
Mwahaha.
Yes.
Are you starting any new classes?
Yes, actually my next class started yesterday. I don't know if you noticed that after dinner, I scurried over to my house
fast. I definitely did.
And so the new class is lingerie. Do you know what lingerie means?
Let me take a wild guess. Underpants?
Underpants. And the first homework project is going to be panties. And she also showed a pattern for boy shorts.
Hmm. Nah.
Don't work for me. And she showed some thongs.
Oh, I know what thongs are.
Yeah. And she said that, the teacher said that the first project would be granny panties.
Hmm. Those are called high-waisted and they're very in right now.
Hmm. And actually there is a pattern for granny panties called floozy doozies.
That's really cute.
Yes.
You know, Jacqueline Cieslak, I think, sewed the lingerie she's wearing on the cover of the Embody book she did with Pom Pom. I will follow up and see. I'm 99% sure that she sewed those. Hmm. Okay. And it's a high-waisted panty.
Yes, these are rather vintage-looking, the floozy doozies.
Well, yeah.
So, and I really like taking online classes.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, after class, I don't have to worry about driving home in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going there, I don't have to.
It's a haul. I was doing a delivery up to San Francisco yesterday, and it's solidly 40 minutes from here. Because I passed Kenyatta on my way up on 280. Hmm.
You were going, okay, you were driving against traffic.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Because going with traffic,
it takes a lot longer.
It's horrendous.
But like just without traffic driving, it's a haul. Yeah. Never mind with traffic.
And also, I don't like driving at night because it's too dark for me to see where I'm going.
Yeah.
So I really like taking classes online. And somebody had asked about upping her sewing game.
Mm-hmm. Christy.
And yes, and I think taking a class is excellent. I used to take quilting classes.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, if I found a pattern that I really liked in a quilt shop. Oh, I miss our local quilt shop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good way, a quilting class is a good way to stretch your skills.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something extra.
Definitely.
So, and the classes I'm taking at Kenyatta, there are one or two unit classes. And it's 5 weeks for lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think giving it a try.
It's worthwhile.
It's worthwhile. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
All right.
So, underpants!
That being said, it sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything, we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Spotify Podcasts, Pandora Podcasts, iTunes Podcasts, pretty much everywhere as Knitmore Girls. And we still have a Ravelry group for those of you who choose to use it.
Remember, this is Genevieve,
Jasmine,
and Gigi,
telling you to knit more.